with any luck, phone is going to ring within the next minute or so in a car bound for Erie, Pennsylvania to celebrate the 25th anniversary of the film That Thing You Do. They'll be having a big party with the Erie Seawolves tomorrow night. Jimmy Mattingly II, Lenny Hayes, and Guy Shades Patterson, the Wonders, actors Jonathan Scheck, Steve Zahn, and Tom Everett Scott, driving together, making their way to Pennsylvania, a journey that began in Nashville. Very, very cool indeed, and they're supposed to call us any second, so I don't know. Maybe if we play a little music, we can inspire that phone to ring. The Wonders, perhaps we'll do the trick.
Doing that thing you do, breaking my heart into a million pieces, like you always do. And you don't mean to be cruel.
All right, I see the phone flashing. Hopefully that means something good. Let's give it a try.
WZON.
Jonathan Scheck, I'm calling you guys.
Hi Jonathan. Here's Rich.
Three of the Wonders all in one vehicle headed for Erie, PA?
Yeah.
Right, yeah. Got to keep this thing on the road.
Yeah. We're almost at Cleveland.
Oh, I hear it's nice there this time of year.
Beautiful this time of year?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, we just saw a deer.
Let me.
You know, we're playing a card game. It's called Uno Amish. So if you see anything Amish, you yell out, Uno, Amish! And we get a point.
We're keeping score. Steve's up 1-0.
So that's the Amish guy into a van on the side of the road.
All right, let me see if I can trace this journey. So, Jonathan, you started in Tennessee. You picked up Steve in Kentucky. How did it go from there?
Well, I spent the night at his place last night.
And then Tom
flew in from Wilmington, North Carolina. He's filming a series there. So he flew in. We picked him up at the airport, and then we've been traveling north.
Awesome. Well, let me ask you individually here. It's 25 years since the movie came out. Steve, did you have any idea? Obviously, you had a feeling that it was going to be a good film, but could you have imagined that it would have this kind of legs, that people would still be loving and embracing this movie?
No. I mean, that would be insane if I had that premonition. But of all the movies that I've been a part of, this one, just because of Hanks, and we knew that we were a part of something that was pretty special and big. But you know, I haven't been this close to really a cast, I could say, my entire life. And I mean, we're doing a road trip up north 25 years later, which is kind of insane.
Tom, what about you? Did you have a feeling this was something special at the time?
I knew it was special. I knew it was special for me. Like, it was my first big thing, and I was really excited to meet the other guys. And it was just fun to be playing in a band.
Yeah.
To be honest, like, I was just excited that the immediate job opportunity was going to be a really fun one.
Yeah.
Well, and you guys, we talked about this with Jonathan before, but you guys worked really hard to be a band, to learn how to carry those instruments around, to learn how to sing, and yeah, there were other musicians that were a part of it, but this required a different level of work than simply learning your lines and hitting your marks.
Yeah, we had to learn separately, and then we all had to get together on the songs. And there, I think what happened is we really spent a lot of time together, just not
hours
acting. Yeah, we were like preparing to be a band.
And we were really motivated by movies we had seen up to that point where we knew that the actors didn't know how to play the instruments. And we didn't want to look fake. We wanted to make sure that we looked real.
Yeah.
How important was the work of the great Adam Schlesinger in creating such great music?
Well, he really threaded the needle because he came up with a song that sounded like a real 1964 hit. And it also played really well in the 90s.
Yeah.
It's such a great cast. Obviously, you four guys, and you know, Tom Hanks is pretty good, and Liv, but everybody, all the supporting players are so strong in this. I mean, Kevin Pollak, unforgettable, but top to bottom, just a tremendous group of talented people.
Everybody.
Yeah, everybody. I mean, literally every person that walked on that set, and that was Colin Hanks's first time to ever be in front of the camera.
And all those parts, you're right. Kevin Pollak, Holmes Osborne, who played Guy's dad. There was even a...
Amish Buggy.
Oh, Uno Amish. that might not have
been all done. Like, but even the crew, like Tak Fujimoto, it attracted the best of the best. So we were surrounded by amazing people.
Yeah.
And learned a lot.
Yeah. The late, great Jonathan Demme produced the movie.
Yeah.
Somebody who Tom trusted and wanted around, you know, to be part of his directorial debut. We were definitely spoiled, to say the least.
Gary Gift's been taking care of us.
It's pretty boring, but everybody we've ever talked to who worked with Tom Hanks just says the same thing, that he's even nicer to work with than you would imagine.
True. It's so true. Even in the afterlife, every function that we've, you know, done with him, he's still, you know, just, it's Tom, and we love him, and he's shown us great affection, and, you know, not every big star does that. You know, this guy is a superhuman.
Well, big celebration coming up on Saturday. You guys will be in Erie at UMPC Park. The Erie Sea Wolves are there to welcome the Wonders for the 25th anniversary, and a lot of cool things going on. I've been really enjoying some of the items from this online auction that benefits a great organization. Can you tell us a little bit about Noticeability?
Okay, so Noticeability is for students with dyslexia, I've been part of this for about 5 years. So this is a great opportunity to bring all the Wonders involved in this, because I've been talking to them for about 5 years over the course of trying to discover my own my dyslexia. And I learned that Steve Zahn was dyslexic, Ethan Embry, and Liv Tyler as well. So the journey of someone going through the school system who struggled, Noticeability helps them have a better sense of self-esteem. It incorporates and lets them know their strengths, what they're really good at. And so I've been part of the organization. It's up there by you with Dean Bragonier and Harvard University.
Well, it's a wonderful work. And as somebody who's a full-time teacher, when I'm not here on the radio, I applaud everything you guys are doing to help out there. It's a really wonderful thing indeed. And John, have you read your buddy Rich Chismar's new book? It is so good.
I have read it. He read it about my hometown.
Yeah.
He's on the bestseller list, that guy.
And well, with good reason. It's a terrific book. And, man, it's hard to tell what's true and not true. He did such a good job of telling that story.
Yeah, but, you know, when I read it, he put all the people in it that I know. All the places I know. So I'm like, wait a minute. I actually called him up and I said, whoa, did that really happen?
Tom, I've loved your work in so many things through the years. So great in Southland. And I see you've got a new movie coming out. One you, I think, filmed a few years ago, but Finding You is coming out soon?
Oh, yeah. That was a movie I filmed in Ireland. It's crazy. I did all this work before the pandemic and things slowed down and now all this stuff is coming out. So... just keep doing press for stuff that I'm like, wait a minute, what happened in that movie?
and Steve, I don't even know what to say about The White Lotus, but holy crap.
That hit pretty big. It's fun to be in a water cooler show. I don't think I've ever been in one. So a lot of people checking it out and loving it. So.
Now, where's Ethan Embry? Did he sign up and join the Marines?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. He told us he was going to leave at the end of August, so true to his word.
So
he's working.
Well, good for him. So what's happening? What will you guys be doing at UMPC Park tomorrow night?
Oh, God, your guess is as ours. I think we have a nice itinerary. We're going to do some meet and greet stuff, some VIP, you know, people who paid for like the VIP stuff, all the money going to charity. We're going to sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game. I think we're going to, I'm doing this all out of order. We're going to throw out the first pitch. They're going to screen the movie in the baseball park that night. It's just going to be a lot of fun for everybody participating.
That wasn't out of order, but I'm dyslexic, so. We're throwing out the first pitch.
That's fantastic. Have you practiced? Have you worked on your pitching at all?
No, Tom's been bringing his glove around the set to be able to do that.
Nobody wants to play catch with me, though.
All right, I'm going to ask something that is annoying, I'm sure, because I bet you get asked it a lot. But do each of you have a favorite line from that thing you do that has stuck around for 25 years?
Well, I don't know. Mine would be, I quit.
Mine is probably, I'm not with these guys here. I got a pig over in the livestock pavilion, and I'm going to get that blue ribbon.
That's mine. Yeah, I'm going to go with any of Steve's lines.
Yeah, me too.
Absolutely. Well, I love the movie so much, like so many people. It holds up so well after all these years. But I think I speak for a lot of fans of the film. The best part is that you guys get along so well, and you still have become good friends and working together and off on this incredible road trip to Erie, Pennsylvania to celebrate the 25th anniversary of that thing you do. I appreciate most of all you taking a break from Amish Uno to chat with us today.
Well, we're just near Cleveland, so the game kind of dies out for a little bit.
Well, travel safely, guys. Have a great time at the game tomorrow night, and thanks so much for being with us today.
Yeah, thank you, man. Thank you. All right, Rich. Bye. Thanks,
John. Thanks, Tom. Thanks, Steve. See you later.
Bye.
Whoa. How cool was that? I have my doubts that it would happen. You never know, being on the road. Tough logistics, but that was pretty awesome. Jonathan Scheck, Steve Zahn, Tom Everett Scott, the Wonders on the road to Erie, PA, checking in with downtown to celebrate the 25th anniversary, like you do. Wow. I saw that phone flash. I'm like, I bet that's the Wonders.
Yeah, it worked out perfectly.
Or the Oneaters.